All right, Pittsburgh, that's all we got for you tonight. Thanks for tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh for this week's From the Basement. I'm your host, DJ Addy. And as always, we really appreciate you tuning in. If you're tuning in your car on 88.3 FM, drive home safe, sleep well tonight. If you're tuning in online, thanks for tuning in. We know you have a lot of options out there for online music, be it online streaming, online music videos, other online radio stations, podcasts, whatever. So with all those options, we want to thank you for choosing to tune in to our lovely station here in the middle of Pittsburgh. And as always, we'll be back next week, same time, same place, here 10:30 to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time on 88.7 or on WRCT.org. If you're curious to look over the songs you heard tonight or any other night on any other show, we publish lists of those. We try to do our best at publishing those. You can find them at wrct.org/schedule. Click on that show and then click on the date of the show and you should find a song list. In case, you know, you missed the DJ's announcement, misheard it, couldn't grab a pen fast enough, couldn't memorize it well enough. Maybe you're just curious to read. You can check them out there. Upcoming events, I understand this weekend there's a special guest at Hot Mass. It's DJ Nobu coming all the way from Japan after touring around at Columbia, Europe, playing at Bergain. Looking forward to that event in downtown Pittsburgh. This weekend, catch me late Saturday night there on the dance floor. Maybe you'll find some other WRCT DJs in attendance as well. Frequently run into fellow station DJs at what I consider to be the region's best place to go out and hear some live electronic music DJs. Well, that's it. That's it for me. I gotta go to bed too, so I'm gonna leave you with the Auto DJ playing some recorded versions of WRCT shows of yore until 7 a.m. wherever the regular schedule kicks back off Friday morning with the David Pakman Show, public affairs show. Thanks for tuning in, Pittsburgh. I'll see you next week. Go into the Auto DJ in 5, 4, 3.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers.
Goat.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
You are listening to 88.3 FM. Today is Friday, May 12th, 2023. My name is Paul, and guess what? This is a show we call Viva La Mac.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene. We'll be right back.
girls.
I'm on fire, I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician, priest, why? I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power son, I'm used on lock. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey girls,
thanks a lot, he looks so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot.
So clean. We washed and washed, and it must have been 3 days.
Your blood is green, you know, there in your hands. After 3 days, you can see them, the veins and the bones. The bones are brown, really very dirty. It seemed like there were hundreds of them. After a week, we were able to read through our hands. These books they gave us, we'd put our hands over them. It was for fun, mostly. You couldn't really read anything because of all the bones and bones. There wasn't anything to do. We couldn't really even read the books even when we took our hands off of them. The pages were thick, transparent, like membrane. There was something clear inside, not watery. It was more like oil. The letters were in the oil, floating. They didn't move very much. The oil must have been very heavy, except when you turned the pages, then you would lose everything. It was hard reading. You could see down 5 or 6 pages, and below that it would get dark. There wasn't much on each page. Everything you saw, everything was all run together. I thought it was supposed to be that way, the message. It would change a little bit every time you turned the page. One time I looked backwards to see what I had read. It was something different. I don't think I was supposed to do that. No. No. I'm pretty sure. Okay. And they took me out by myself. I thought it was a library, like a jail. I don't know. There were magazines, you know, like these here. I couldn't read them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I stared at them, and the harder I stared, it was just impossible. I couldn't read them. They washed me every day, all day almost. I can't, I'm sorry. It was several weeks. They kept me in the dark, and they brought me out. It was a room with a, what do you call them? Photo mirror, yeah. Mountains all the way around. I saw all of it. Saw linoleum under my feet, roaches on the ceiling back behind my head. I looked around. It was funny, because it was like I still had to look around to see. I was like that book I was telling you about. And they put me back in the dark. And then they took me out. No. I don't know. They took me out. I thought I was going to a hospital or a school or something, but it was a boat, a ship. It traveled in the dark. No. It never stopped. It must have been going very fast. No. And we were always moving, but it was always night. The moon would come out. I couldn't recognize the stars, but the stars were out. Sometimes they would put me in a harness and lower me down the water. We didn't seem to be traveling very fast, but we would have had to have been to be following the night around like that. For several weeks. One night, they stopped. They let the sun catch up with us. They put me in a black suit. It was very beautiful, yeah. Cliffs and islands. It was all pink, but the cliffs were there. Water was green, bright green. It was cold. I don't remember. Well, they told me. What? Yeah, that was it. Right. There were insects there, like me. Clear. You could see everything. After a while, they told me I could go see Laura. They took me to a house, but I didn't want to go in. No. No. I don't remember. Could you make me go back to sleep now?
luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me, let me, let me, let me get what I want this time.
Without. chest on my back keeps me turning and straining to see. We threw outrageous parties, we were golden. Now the bird keeps a distance and I keep my speed. Sometimes there's no poison like a drain.
Kurt Vile and Courtney Barnett teamed up for an album called Lot of Sea Lice back in 2017 and threw that one on there. That's a Belly cover. One of my favorite Belly songs. I was so excited when they did a Belly cover of one of my favorite Belly songs, Untogether. Wrapping up that first set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before Courtney and Kurt, how about some U2? Went back to the Joshua Tree for a little Red Hill mining town. Played the Dream Academy in there. The Dream Academy doing a Smiths cover. Please, 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 please let me get what I want. Which you might remember you heard that on the Ferris Bueller's Day Off soundtrack. Well, they never had an official soundtrack. I mean, I think there's one out there now, but back then they didn't. But it was on the soundtrack to the movie. It was in the movie. Dream Academy's version. What else did I play? What else did I play? I didn't write anything down, so. Oh, how about some Vibrating Egg? Vibrating Egg. Look that one up. Google it. Vibrating Egg, the name of the band, doing Whiter Shade of Pale. Because the original version of that song was released 55 years ago today. So the Mockster plays a cover of it. Then I played some Sonic Youth Bull in the Heather from the Experimental Jet Set Trash and No Star album. Had that requested at the bowling alley recently on an 80s, 90s night. And I was like, you know what? And by recently, I mean yesterday. And I was like, I'm going to play that on my radio show. It's such a great song. Started the entire set with some Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack. With My Name is Mock, because indeed, my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday evening in random encore times throughout the duration of the week. Some people call me the Mockster. They call me Paul. They call me with requests. That's what happens. Yeah, we're already 30 minutes into this program, and I'm not sure what I'm playing. I mean, I do have some Charlie Parker in the background if you're wondering, like, what is that squeak? That's Charlie Parker. You can't go wrong with Charlie Parker. Hey, if you got a request, here's a couple things. So for my Friday, May 12th listeners, you got a 4-hour. You actually now have 3.5 hours left of me invading whatever space is making noise with my voice. Could be your computer, your car, your boombox. I don't know. And being that this weekend, it's Mother's Day, not doing a Mother's Day mock, but I'll sprinkle in mother songs. Not Danzig's mother, nope, sorry. Not Genesis Mama, nope. Both of those are on the Do Not playlist. But if you have a song, I don't care. It doesn't have to be a mother song. But if you've got a song and you want me to play it, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com is the request line on the electronic mail format. If you want to just call me, you can do that because I'm here. It's May 12th. 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728. So you're thinking mama songs, mother songs, songs about moms, songs that mention moms. Just, I'm trying to inspire you. Or just call me up and say, no, I want to hear Up the Junction by Squeeze. I don't care. Just let me know what you want to hear. However, this one is a heartfelt mop song, is it not?
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us. And how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small. And I didn't have a coat, and it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Dream, 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 dream. Charms, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue in the night, and I want you to hold me tight. Taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so, I could die, I love you so. And that is why whenever I want you, all
I'm dreaming my life away. I love you so that I could die. I love you so. That is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is
got no one by my side. I guess I was born in pride. La da da da. It's a hard approach, but it yearns. I got memories to burn. La da da da. The stars are shining bright as if everything's all. Memories to burn. After the smoke is gone, the feeling lingers on and on and on. And what am I supposed to do with all these pictures of you? What am I supposed to do? I got memories to burn. I'm gonna throw it all into the fire. Watch the flame get higher and higher. La da da da. It's a beautiful sight. I wish you were here tonight. La da da da. It's a hard approach, but it yearns. I got memories.
You wired me awake and hit me with the hand of broken nails. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. Too cold to start a fire, I'm burning diesel, burning dinosaur bones. I'll take the river down to still water and ride a pack of dogs. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights. When the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice picks on your steel shore. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage.
lonesome whistle blowing, and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train out of town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. One and only rebel child, family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know I'd lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, bad I kept on turning to my mama. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. Scared to ride, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better. Put her feet in 99, that leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better than her fleeting 99. It leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried.
Old 97's wrapping up that set of music. Again, I said if you've got suggestions for Mother's Day, because Mother's Day is right around the corner for my listeners on May 12th. Give me those. That's Old 97's doing Merle Haggard's Mama Tried. Played some Johnny Cash before that from the Unchained album with his version of Soundgarden's Rusty Cage. You heard the Williams brother in that set of music. Brand new music. I say brand new music. The music was recorded 25 years ago and stuck on a shelf, and it's just been released. That is a Memories to Burn, an original from the Williams brothers. R.E.M. before that. Speaking of originals, that was not an original. That was the Everly Brothers. Dream, All I Have to Do is Dream, from the Athens, Georgia Inside Out soundtrack, and Dolly Parton with an ode to her own mama, The Coat of Many Colors, wrapping up that set of music. You know, if someone in your house swallows something that might be poisonous, or you think maybe someone took something, too much of something, not just something, but too much of something that might actually harm them, you know what you can do? Call the local poison center, 1-800-222-1222. Yeah, they will connect you to the poison center serving your area. Again, it's 1-800-222-1222. This public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and of course, your good friends here at WRCT. Let's do one more. One more. Did you know a single ember that escapes from a wildfire can actually travel over a mile? And guess what? It's going to carry a world of trouble. And then once it lands, it can ignite and destroy your home, your community. Now, there's simple steps to adapt to wildfire, like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones that will help protect your home and your community from wildfire damage. But becoming fire adapted is more than just one person. It takes a community to protect just a home, your home, your neighbor's home. If you go to fireadapted.org, you can find more ways to help protect your home in the community that you live in from wildfires. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service. And, of course, once again, your good friends here at, say it with me, WRCT. I know I went into a twangy mode, like, fast. Like, really quick on the Viva Lamont radio program. And I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back into some sort of twangy mode. Let's call it maybe even Southern Rocky mode at some point in this program, whether it's in the first 2 hours or the second 2 hours. I'm not sure. But I want to turn up the guitars, turn up the amps. I want to rock out with some Dream Syndicate.
Drawing a crowd and threatening everything. I'm here wondering just where I fit in. Everybody says I don't care. I know I don't care. Everybody says I don't care. No, I don't care. I'm just trying to remember the days of wine and roses. The priest from the parish is looking for persuasion. The man with the notepad wants verification. Somebody says this was my creation. Everybody says I don't care. No, I don't care. Everybody says I don't care. I'm just trying to remember the days of wine and roses. After her, her father's arranging to get back the furniture. I'm here wondering just what the reasons were. Everybody says I don't care. No, I don't care. Everybody says I don't care. Oh no, I'm just trying to remember the days of wine and roses.
shoot you down. I'm gonna shoot you down. I'm gonna shoot you down. I'm gonna shoot you down. I'm the whole world down. I'm gonna shoot you down. I'll bring the whole world down. I'm gonna shoot you down. I'll bring the whole world
set father's right. She